Joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome, Aaron, and always a delight to have these weekly interviews with you.
And it's kind of an easier day for you tonight, right, because the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners meeting canceled?
That's right. It's fairly typical that we might cancel this. Was actually an extra meeting that we put on the calendar in case we needed to spend some extra time on the budget. We have spent the time that we need up to this point.
And then
not
some,
so much
right?
that we needed an extra meeting.
Yeah. All right. So where do things stand as far as the budget goes?
Well, pretty much where we talked last time. You know, we did not have a lot of folks who were came out to speak on the budget. You know, we get our budget much earlier, probably the earliest of any local government in North Carolina. We get first look at it in February. And so generally we're kind of tweaking it along by the time we get to this point for approval in June. As it turns out, we've had to do more than just tweaking as we're getting additional information. You know, our budget is pretty tight, which seems odd. It seems like we have a lot of development going on in Hillsborough, but we're kind of in between that spot where we're having to do enormous amounts of work. We've been doing enormous amounts of work, things aren't quite built on the ground yet, and so the revenues aren't coming in. So there's always a 3 to 5 year lag between having to do the work and getting paid, so to speak. So it's very, very tight, but we think we can continue on, and our sort of way of doing business is the first thing we do what's mandated, second we try to take care of what we got, and then we try to invest, you know, very, very strategically in things, you know, like Riverwalk, for example, is the big one, our wastewater treatment plant. Other than that, you know, we try to keep the just make sure that we keep as low an impact on our taxpayers as possible.
All right. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens and with the budget talk sort of holding steady for a week, let's turn to other matters in town, including the fact that the Hillsborough Police Department, national award-winning Hillsborough Police Department from last month, just got a new tip line for anonymous tips.
Well, yes. And, you know, these guys, we're just so proud of them. They're doing so much, as you mentioned. Thank you for mentioning the national award that was from the National Law Enforcement's Memorial Fund. They recognized four different police departments around the country, and this was for the driver safety program that we have, which we've also been helping, you know, other departments around the state. You know, our guys, our chief in particular, has been working about how can we do better services. One thing that citizens in Hillsborough are likely to observe, and I've had a couple people come on the street and say, well, you know, what's going on in our neighborhood? I'm seeing a lot more police officers. Is something happening? Well, I'll tell you what's happening is we've restructured how we do patrols, so patrol becomes much more visible. So you are more likely to see a police officer out on the street. And again, these guys just volunteer, help out, and all kinds of things. But we do fight crime. And we've had a couple different things. There's been some shootings. There was a shooting up in the Fairview neighborhood. There was the Bellevue Mill fire. And we've realized that we have a tip line that came, you know, for on the website, but not everyone is really, you know, still in this day and age, people are not necessarily using the website, and we have the facilities to put in a tip line, and you know, that's very, very helpful. So the police just recently installed this tip line. So anybody can call, make an anonymous report. We're particularly looking for anybody who knows anything about any of the incidents up in Fairview or anything about the fire. That would be very helpful. I was speaking to the chief a little while ago, and he says, you know, it's really helpful to leave as detailed information as possible, you know, if you're leaving it anonymously, because there isn't time for follow-up questions. Just a simple hint is not all that helpful.
Right.
But if you have detailed information, it can be anonymous. And that is useful. We'd certainly like to talk to people in person and have their names, but if people feel like they can't do that or there's something or... we will take the anonymous information. And that tip line number, by the way, is 919-732-3975.
And that goes straight to a voicemail, so you leave your detailed message. Then if you want to leave your name and number and have someone call you back, you can do that or not. It's up to you, right?
That's exactly the case. And, of course, if at any time there's an emergency, call
911. Yep.
We tell that for anybody in any of the neighborhoods. You know, don't wait for something to happen. Better be safe than sorry. Call 911.
And I know this tip line just went up, but do you know if they've gotten any calls yet?
You know, I'm not sure if I'm not sure at the level of the call volume at this point. It's I don't think it's that high, but certainly it is there for, you know, when we need it.
So, all right. And it's a good point. I was speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and you mentioned that people in Hillsborough have come up to you and are a little bit concerned about more patrols in the area. And that's actually a really good point. As communities make that shift into more of a community policing model where they've got police sort of out on the street patrolling the neighborhoods when there hasn't been a crime committed, that's a shift in philosophy for police departments, but it's also got to be a shift in philosophy for residents as well. So when you see a police officer, there's not an immediate danger, there's not an immediate risk. It's just people out on the streets, you know, keeping the neighborhood safe.
Yeah, and it certainly gets mixed reviews. You see our officers on walking patrol downtown. I've been in the Wooden Nickel a little bit late in the evening. Imagine that. You know, one of our officers just comes through and high-fives people, says hello. And for the most part, people kind of appreciate that. They say, oh, you're here, your presence, we get to know you, you're real people. You know, it's part of that community policing. But it is this... you know, there is this kind of love-hate. It's hard for the police officers. It's hard for the communities. People immediately say, oh, what's wrong? I've got to somehow be on different behavior. And, yeah, as long as people are behaving and doing well, you know, we welcome the officers coming downtown. They'll be in the neighborhoods. And most of our residents see that as a good thing. Sometimes we get feedback, and we always try to listen to that feedback and talk about what it is that we're trying to accomplish. It's not creating a police state. It's trying to make sure that we have a presence and that these are real people, and we want safe communities. That's something where everyone gets involved. So far, it seems to be working.
Yeah, and it's an important point, too, about not trying to create a police state, because I know when I'm sort of driving around on the roads and I look in the rearview mirror and I know I'm not the only person who has this experience, and you see a police car behind you, you start, you know, thinking about your speed and are you, you know, am I going too fast? How much faster over the speed limit am I going? What is the speed limit? And you start to get a little bit more anxious about what you're doing. But the point of community policing isn't to make you feel anxious and watch yourself all the time. It's to remove that anxiety altogether.
That is certainly the intention. And we like to feel that that's what happens more often than the other. And part of us acknowledging that, you know, that, yeah, sometimes that's hard for folks. And, some people just have a really some people have a disagreement. They don't want to see an officer unless something's wrong. And well, you know, we have a model. We're trying to stick with it. And you know, this is the catch 22, so to speak, that, you know, officers get into if they're coming in and just about every neighborhood talks about, you know, people are speeding too much. And so we'll focus on a neighborhood, have officers there, maybe write some tickets. You know, so some of the people in the neighborhood are saying, yes, you know, let's glad that the officers are there. People are speeding too much. And then, you know, somebody in the neighborhood gets a ticket, and they're saying, well, why aren't you out fighting real crime instead of spending time in the neighborhood? So, you know, what we try to do is just have a very focused plan, try to let people know what we're doing. If we're doing parking enforcement or speeding enforcement, let people know that we're doing that, because what we want is for people to be safe. It's not to create a place where it's a gotcha. Are trying to catch people being wrong. Is what we're trying to do is encourage people to do the right thing, be on their best behavior, have safe neighborhoods, and work with our police department.
Speaking again with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. And Mayor, before we let you go, let's come back to what we talked about, I think, last week, which is the new poet laureate, Endless Will. How is, and I know you wanted to talk a little bit more about that. How's he doing?
Well, doing well. And I think last time we were talking, we invited folks to the Hillsborough Arts Council. There was a little installation ceremony where we had a couple of the previous poet laureates and introduced Endless Will. And so this was the first time that I've had the opportunity to hear Mr. William Davis perform. And what a fabulous performer. And I'll say that his art is not just the poetry and sort of reading poetry, but in fact he performs it. It's spoken word, and I think most of us have seen something like this in other venues. But he is just has a very, very powerful presence. He has quite a message, and I think will be a fabulous poet laureate if the poet laureate is out there to talk about the community, to help promote poetry and the arts. and how does that impact your life, but also to say something positive about our community. I am just thrilled about what he brings to that role. So I will encourage people to go to the Google William Davis or Endless Will, all one word. Endless Will is his performance name, and I think on SoundCloud you can actually listen to some of his performances. And I think there'll be very various opportunities in the community to hear a poor laureate. And if you have that opportunity, avail yourself of it. He's just a pleasure to listen to.
And if you're Googling, probably Endless Will before William Davis, because William Davis is a lot of people out there, right? I think, didn't the guy who played the cigarette-smoking man on The X-Files, wasn't he also a William Davis?
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm sure there's lots of William Davis.
You're going to get the wrong
there,
William
but,
Davis
William,
when you Google that
Endless Will.
Endless Will.
In Hillsborough, and actually it comes right up. You get his Instagram, and he's got a lot of. He has a book out that you can get at Purple Crow, and again, it seems like it was a community-wide effort. We had the poetry community. We have of course a very large literary community here in Hillsborough, the Arts Council. We had representatives from the bookstores and publishers. And a large group of folks, and not selected nominations. There was sort of a blind interview of not knowing who necessarily the folks were, what their poems were. And I think it was, in one sense, we had very, very good nominations for the Poet Laureate, but I think the committee that chose him was just, as soon as they heard it, they said, wow, this is it.
This is the guy.
People are very excited. We had a very very large turnout. The room was quite full at the Arts Council for that installation ceremony. So I think we're taking it up a notch, Aaron, in the poetry department, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, head online if you're listening out there and visit hillsboroughnc.gov to find out more information about town events, town news, Board of Commissioners meetings, still talking about the budget, and get your news about Hillsborough there. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.